In a small Indian spice shop on the lower level of the mall, I meet a short Indian woman named Ravushka. It's the only shop with a formal sign out front, but the cash register keeps opening and closing with conversation and customers. Fresh packages of rotis are stacked on the crowded counter. I linger, smelling the spiced air, studying spice blends in search of a tasty Navratan korma, but mostly I'm looking for conversation. My passion for India's Navratan korma approaches my love of Tex-Mex enchiladas. In any American version of vegetables with cream sauce, I would turn up my nose. The shop keeps their spice blend ingredients secret and label only the complete meal one can expect to come out of it. There are open air bins of bulk spices and tasty samples of fresh pakoras. Ravushka urges me to go for the chicken korma. "Very easy to prepare," she says as she hands me a recipe card. She opens her arms dramatically. "Imagine when your man comes home, how he will love it." Being a liberal raging feminist from the US, I'm surprised Ravushka presumes me to be an imported housewife from America. It's a challenge to imagine myself cooking for a man arriving home from work. But Ravushka's enthusiasm and vicarious joy at me preparing chicken korma is too much to resist. I'm almost ready to put on an apron when she says, "Are you from America? And you live in Durban now." She looks puzzled. "That's a long way from home." Her eyes are wide and I feel too tall as she stares up at me. She hands me the spice packet for chicken korma. "Tonight, cook this chicken korma for your new husband. You will not regret it." There's no point in explaining that I am still testing the waters with this male specimen. Ravushka makes me feel as though one home-cooked Indian meal could save my relationship, as if the mysterious chicken korma spices possess magic power that can absolve any couple's animosity. Every week, I go to the Indian spice shop. It's only a block from our flat, and I walk there in the blazing sun. When I return, Ravushka is excited to see me. It's as if we are already old friends. "Did your husband enjoy the chicken korma?" she says in her strong Indian accent. Her expression is full of hope or vicarious romance. I don't want to tell her the chicken korma was more fulfilling than the male companionship. Today, she doesn't want to sell me a spice packet of magic. Instead, she tells me about her life and how she wants more than to work in the spice shop. Ravushka longs to be a published writer. She pulls out some folded papers from the pocket of her red shop vest. "Please read my stories," she says. In the crowded shop under fluorescent lights, I read her handwritten tale. It's about a woman becoming her own person, but it is really about a woman pulling away from an abusive man. "I want to write and help women," she tells me. Ravushka assumes that since I am from America, I am probably close friends with Oprah Winfrey. She is eager for my feedback. "I know if Oprah could hear my story, she would help me find the publishers."